Whoa. Welcome to Steak and Eggs. It'll be episode 81. Looks like we finally made it past the last episode?
Oh, yeah, true.
That's right.
Yeah, we made it. It's still alive.
This is the forbidden episode, gentlemen.
Wait, should I make a new prediction then?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, no.
New prediction. Let's hear it.
Episode 96, something's going to happen.
Okay, 15?
Yeah, 15.
Got it. All right.
We've got 15 weeks.
15 weeks left. All right.
That's Sounds a few good. Months. Well, hopefully by then something stupid will happen. And then we can have another excuse.
Really shitty fortune teller. It's like almost accurate, but also like not accurate.
It's right. Like a horoscope where it's like, yeah,
it's like
kind
really
of.
General. And then something does happen. You're like, oh, yeah. Shit. They said that was going to happen. Yeah.
Something will find a way to happen. It always does.
So what have you all been doing this week?
Just observing. All the shit that's been happening.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, the TikTok ban. Yes. 6 hours.
Yes.
And then that was right before Trump's inauguration.
Yes.
Switch 2 got announced.
Yes.
I don't think there's some Elon stuff that happened since our last episode. Some pirate stuff that happened since our last episode.
And you saw he was so mad.
Yeah.
Wait, who was mad?
He was mad at me.
Wait, did you not see this?
No, wait. Who's mad at you?
Yeah, Elon Musk was mad at me.
Oh, yeah.
He pissed.
He like took off your checkmark and everything, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
were you sad?
Well, no. Because I had an… he DMs me and he DMs me and I'm like, you son of a bitch. and it's 2:30 in the morning and I'm getting in an argument with this guy. And then I go to bed. I'm like, fuck this. And I go to bed and I wake up and he had made tweets about me and I lost my verification. I'm like, oh, are you fucking kidding me?
Damn.
Yes. But I did get the verification badge back. But
yeah, that's all that.
Do you think that it was him being oh shit, that was messed up? Or do you think some employee put it back?
Look, he'll get over it. Okay. He'll get over it. It's fine. Maybe not yet, but it'll take a little bit of while.
I mean, how does it feel to have that type of influence? Did you just live rent-free in that man's head? That's kind of crazy.
I mean, I don't know. It's just it's just a guy, right? I mean, I don't really think too much about it, but it was kind of funny.
No, yeah, that was hilarious. That was actually hilarious. I think that made my day when I saw it. So.
No, he did an interview about it and he admitted he was account sharing. And I was
he
okay.
Did?
Yeah, he did.
Oh,
he did. And so I'm like, so why are you mad at me?
Wait, what did he say? Did he have an excuse? Or was he just like, yeah, I did.
Yes. He had an excuse. He's like, well, everybody does this. And it's to be fair, he's right. But it's okay, that's fine.
Do
but
they, though?
I mean, people…
I guess for games like that, I can see because it's time sync based, right?
Everybody is always… In every game, everybody's always cheating. In any leaderboard or… Okay.
You've been high rank in games. A lot of games.
So,
there's people selling challenger accounts in League.
Oh,
yeah. Right?
Yeah, but that's not everybody.
No, it's okay.
But it's
okay,
enough.
Okay, no, but a lot of people are in on it. Even if they're not buying the cheating, they're
helping other people cheat.
So, I will say, I have played a lot of competitive games like Dota, Tekken, League. And
have you ever boosted?
I boosted a little bit in Dota.
Did you get paid?
Yeah. It actually was really good money back then. People would pay $500 for an Immortal account back then. It was kind of crazy. But the thing is, it's just prominent in every game. For some reason, I guess in these team-based games, people feel very cheated or they feel like they actually deserve the rank and they're getting screwed over by… the system or, bad
I'm just
teammates.
Getting bad cues. And all I need to do is get out of bronze or ELO hell.
Exactly.
And then I'm going to go straight to challenger. I'm going to get scouted by a team and I'm going to win worlds.
So it's very prominent in those competitive games more so than Tekken. But yeah, this type of cheating is rampant. In Tekken, you could disconnect and keep your rank. If you disconnected, you wouldn't lose any points. So people would just rage quit all the time.
I saw that happen.
Have you ever heard of my phrase, M-E-A-B-C?
No.
Always be cheating.
Yeah.
And so, yes. Back in Mists of Pandaria, and Nick can confirm any of this. So, do you remember Warsong Gulch? How many people are in a Warsong Gulch? Okay, 10 people are in a Warsong Gulch, right? In a rated battleground in Warsong Gulch, I never did a 10v10. Because somebody was getting DDoSed.
Oh my God.
And usually it was a 6v8 or maybe a 5v3.
Yeah.
And everybody was knocking each other offline. Yeah. It was so stupid. And then people are kickbotting, selling accounts, piloting accounts.
That sounds just fucking boring.
I quit.
And it's yeah, just annoying. I'm like, I'm not going to download a fucking proxy to play a video game. It's fucking insane. And so, yes, no, I think so. And so, to be fair, he's right that everybody does cheat. But you can't go and be like, I did this. And then it's like, well, I mean, but did you though? You know?
Yeah. It's just one of those things where, you know, everyone attach the rank to something very meaningful.
Oh, yeah.
They think if they get the rank, they actually mean something in life. Like, they've accomplished
something. It matters. Go out yeah.
and talk to their friends and be like, I hit Diamond in League of Legends. I hit, Celestial in Marvel Rivals.
Yeah.
I'm a top rank in this game. But the reality is, no one actually cares.
Well, and this is something that I would do in high school, right?
Yeah.
Is like, girls are ignoring me. They don't even know I'm a level 70 warrior. Yeah. Yeah. Fucking stupid yeah. assholes. Like, who cares? And like, so it's like, as a young guy, it matters a lot, right? Definitely does. But I feel like after you get out and you have other things to do, like, you can still be really competitive for
yes,
sure.
Exactly, yeah.
But I think especially for young guys, that's what it's about. And so that's where you see a lot of those egos come in and people start
where
really...
they're spending hundreds on boosting?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You see, this is where it becomes
a
problem.
I always assumed it was like old people who'd like...
No, it's dumb kids.
It's dumb kids, especially the yeah. young the young kids who are angsty. They see their
whose parents have a little bit too much money.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
but the main thing is they see their favorite pro players, like, they want to play with Faker. They want to play with RTZ. You know,
yeah.
they want to fight Arslan Ashe. You know what I mean? Like, so they want that rank. They want to be
yeah.
up there, and it just the rank, the digital rank that actually means nothing, clouds their vision of what actually matters. And that's their own skill and their own gameplay. Because at the end of the day, you can have the rank Immortal. You can have the rank God of Destruction, this high rank. But if you can't perform to that rank, it literally means nothing.
But to them, they can perform to that rank. It's just been bad RNG, right? And so that's it. Like, all I need is my one shot. This is like, it's the same with streamers that are like, if I got hosted by a big streamer, I would be a big streamer forever.
True,
yeah,
true.
Exactly.
That's a good
and
comparison.
So, yeah, this is yeah. always how it is. And it's the same with crypto. Oh, well, next time a big coin pops off, I'm going to be there. And then you know what? They're not there. Or they buy high and they sell low just like they always do because they're fucking stupid.
Dude,
so that's the reason.
Apparently crypto's like kind of popping off right now, isn't it?
It is for Trump. Do you see that?
Yeah, yeah.
Trump made
his wife made one too.
Isn't right? that cute? Wow. Yeah. And so, yeah. So Trump made a crypto coin and it went to $74 and then it just crashed basically.
Damn.
And he wrote, yeah. So there we go. And so it's... To be fair, I mean, like, I would say it was overvalued, but basically what happened is that I think a lot of people, and this is going to sound really sad, but a lot of people had confidence in this coin. Mm. But what happened is that as soon as Melania coin came out, people realized, oh my God, I don't think this is going to be the new national currency. And then they started selling it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I thought about buying the Trump coin as like a meme for like $10,000 or
really?
Something. Yeah, yeah, sure. And yeah, for sure. And big surprise. And I feel like this was the Melania coin. I feel like she totally ruined it for Donald. Because
damn.
He did make, I mean, Donald made, oh, I don't know, $8 billion on
it. $8 billion? That's insane.
Well,
what?
Go over there. Can you go back to the other chart real quick? Okay, so if you look, there's a $7 billion market cap, right? And so 80% of the coins in circulation are owned by a singulatory service or a singulatory person, which, you know, would probably be Donald Trump. And so assuming that he has a large percentage of that, it's gone down slightly. So now it's not 8 billion. So if you take 80% of 7 billion, you're looking at about $5.5 billion, right?
Okay.
That's a lot of money. So yeah. He made a lot of fucking money off of this.
Brother, this seems like a whole nother world. I don't even like know what I'm looking at here. Like, this
yeah.
is like,
yeah,
well,
I'm kind of like, just like, I heard you say a lot of words and I'm just
yeah.
like, really, can you like explain it for like a dumb person?
Well, okay. So this is basically what you need to know.
Okay.
Line is red, bad.
Okay.
Line is up, is green, good.
Okay.
That's
line,
it.
Line, green,
right?
Good.
And, like, I'm not an expert in this kind
yeah.
of stuff. Like, this is actually a little bit of like, lore with me. Is that if you look at my old, my Twitch channel, mm-hmm. The YouTube channel that I have a link to is called Virtual Exchange because I was trying to set up a crypto trading website in like 2011.
Damn.
And if I had, I'd be in jail right now because I would have absolutely scammed people.
Oh,
like,
Jesus.
Oh, 100%. Like, I was already, Well, no, because the thing is, I had a friend of mine and like he was in my WoW guild and he was like, yeah, I have this website and like we're making $1 million a month on it.
God
and
damn,
I have this mansion in LA and he's like, yeah,
were
I have
they
these.
Actually making a million or was like a million? Like in coins?
Yeah, a million coins.
Actually a million.
That's
and
crazy.
And it was so many millions that he got sued and he went to jail.
Oh,
wait, did he lose all his millions?
I don't know. I haven't talked to him for a while. And so things were going really well. And we didn't really know for sure if it was him, but they interviewed him and he said that the good thing about going to jail is that nobody would bother him in jail. And I realized
that's scary.
That was him. Yeah, that was definitely him.
That's not good. Wait, can I ask a question? Okay, so like for Bitcoin, there's like mining Bitcoin, right?
Yes.
But most coins basically just don't exist. Like you're just buying like tokens basically. Like,
well,
right? How does it work?
Well, nothing, none of this, it's all, you familiar with what the term of fiat currency is?
No.
Okay, well, fiat currency is a currency that's not backed up by any sort of tangible good like a like a gold standard.
No physical.
Well, like we moved off, like America moved off the gold standard. So basically all cryptocurrencies are fundamentally fiat currencies, but you can counterbalance that with functionality that they have. And so like with Bitcoin, for example, I use Bitcoin a lot to like buy and sell things because of just a lot of different reasons, right? I wouldn't really get into it, but basically like it's, there's a lot of reasons to do it, but at the same time, you do have, it's not backed up by any sort of like real standard.
Yeah, there's like certain things that
The price could go down massively and it's primarily built off of, like you have other external regulatory factors. Like for example, Trump saying that he's pro Bitcoin. Like when Trump won the election, Bitcoin hit $103,000, I think, something like that, right?
Oh, okay.
The highest ever. And so that obviously was like that. That's because Trump is pro Bitcoin, pro crypto.
Yeah.
And so, like any time that it's discussed or anything like that, yeah, it's 104. And yeah, so it's still also very, very high. But and you can see also if you zoom that graph out, you can see how it really, really spiked. And generally, all of this currency and everything is based off of, it's popping the fuck off.
Green,
yeah,
good.
Green. So that's good, right? Yeah, see, that's,
good.
See, there we're at.
Yeah.
It's going
and
up.
So
I see it.
This has, and you can see like that number, like the number that's right below the 104,000, that's the market cap. And you don't really need to read it, but it's $2 trillion, right? Which is a huge amount.
$2 trillion?
Yes, $2 trillion.
Like, that's after 999 billion.
That's 1,000 billions.
1,000 billions,
yes.
Yeah. Market cap, like how much exists?
Effectively, yes.
Okay.
Of like how much of it is in circulation.
What would you even do with all that money if you had $1 trillion? What would you do?
And I, by the way, I could actually be explaining market cap wrong, but I think it's something that's similar to that. Okay. Like it's projected like size, basically.
Okay.
Yeah, so go ahead.
I was just like, what would you even do with $1 trillion?
Trillion.
If you had $1 trillion, what do you do?
Well, I know what you do with half of $1 trillion.
What do you do with half a trillion?
You leverage it to make sure that you get the United States of America elected.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it worked really well.
Wait, what does that mean?
Yeah, you're going to have to explain. Oh, wow.
Good one, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so anyway. So basically, I think that absolutely is what happens, right? And so you can do that with anything. I mean, it's a huge amount of money, right? And crypto, I think, is going to keep growing. And especially as like more, like crypto is going to grow, more sanctions that happen too. And so like we're talking about like sanctions with other countries, et cetera. This is a huge fucking topic, right?
Okay.
Massive fucking thing. But yes, basically crypto is going up massively.
Okay.
And there are people that like, so Trump does this coin, Melania does the coin. I guess maybe he got inspired by the Hawk Tua girl, not really sure. And it is for a lot of people, realistically, it's gambling.
Yeah.
It is, it's gambling. But, if you know what you're doing and you have like a good finger on the pulse of like kind of what the triggers for like going up and down is, then you can take advantage of it for sure.
Okay.
What else did you guys do?
Well, I mean, other things that I've seen that are happening are like the Switch 2 teaser that came out.
What'd you think?
I feel like, okay, so I mostly saw people saying negative things about it, like mainly like how the hardware looks. I feel like it's Nintendo and they've I'm sure they've like tested it. Like, has Nintendo ever released like really bad hardware besides maybe like some problems with the Wii?
Yes.
Like what?
How long back do you want to go?
We can go all the way back. Oh, I forgot about the Wii U.
So the Wii U, Sayada, I think his name, Iatua, I don't know how to pronounce his last name, actually took a personal pay cut because of how much dick that console sucked. By the way, I think was totally unfair. And I think that it was not to him. Like, I think he did the right thing to do that. But at the same time, the marketing for the Wii U was just bad. And I'm really worried about, so Nintendo has had a few flops, right? They had a flop with the, I feel like the Game Boy Advance wasn't like a huge big one, right? It was decent, yeah, but
well,
it wasn't.
I feel like that's like the thing is like they release a console that's basically just an upgraded version of a really popular console. So like most people are gonna be like, well, why do I need the new one?
Well, because you have the new games.
Yeah, that's how they get
that's
you
like,
with the
that's
new
like
games.
Annoying.
And they also had the Virtual Boy that wasn't very successful. And then they had various different like, modular based like kind of types of things where you had like a gun that you would shoot in like Yoshi's Safari.
Oh, yeah.
And like this is like the ancient lore from the
90s. Some fun shit. Like they have like
yes.
The UK bongos and shit.
Well, so that happened on the GameCube. And that was like way later. But Nintendo has always been like super experimental with their consoles. So like, for example, the NES, super like the Nintendo Entertainment System.
They're totally trying to revolutionize.
It was massive, right? It was the first, like, so the first console that was ever made was the Odyssey, right? And this was in like, I think 1970s, maybe 1980s, something like that. And then you had obviously like but the NES was the first one that like really hit the mainstream, and it didn't have a lot of like weird, like Atari had problems. The NES compared to the Atari was like a PS3 versus a PS5, right? Huge fucking difference. And so basically what happened is like, then the Super Nintendo came out. It was an even better version. Then Nintendo 64. Do you know what the 64 stands for?
64-bit.
There you go, right? That's how big of a fucking deal it was. Because back then, the only other thing that was close to that was the Sega Saturn that had 32-bit.
Yeah.
And then the GameCube, which is the one you grew up with, was a fucking joke. That was the dumbest, like, Nintendo's idea.
Small discs,
I love the GameCube.
Nintendo's idea of innovation was a fucking handle.
Yeah, but the GameCube was awesome. The controllers are so good. People still use the controllers, like, for Smash tournaments.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, because the controllers are so good.
I mean, if I'm going to be completely honest here, this might be a hot take, but consoles are just dog shit. The best thing that comes from a console is just a controller. I don't know why people are still using consoles. I feel like they're scams. They run like pieces of shit.
Because they want to play at their TV, I guess.
Yeah, and then like you find this out because I have like a really huge gripe, all right? So, have you ever played a Fire Emblem Engage on the Switch?
I know what it is.
Yeah. It runs like absolute ass.
Well, why do you think that is? It's the there you go. That's why you got the Switch too.
I was watching the Game Awards, all the trailers, and they showed Civ 7 on the Switch. I was like, you're out of your fucking mind. Why would you even show that? Like,
yeah.
That's just a lie.
It's horrible. And then guess what? And then, like, I was so mad because here's what happened, right? I played Fire Emblem.
While he's explaining this, can we pull up some screenshots of Mortal Kombat 1 on the Switch?
Oh yeah, please, please, yeah. Please. Because I am so angry. Because Fire Emblem Engage was, like, one of the best games I played. It was super good. I loved the combat. I loved everything. I loved the tactics. It was a fantastic experience. And then my friend played it on an emulator. He emulated it, right? Mm-hmm. And I saw his emulated gameplay, and it looked 500 times better than what I played. And I just felt like my entire playthrough was ruined.
Oh, yeah. It's a joke. I mean, like, if you look at some of these photos here, you can see how just absolutely embarrassing Nintendo's quality was. Which is like, so Nintendo stopped really competing on the quality angle with the Wii. Because the GameCube, I think, was the second, like, the hardware for the Xbox was the strongest out of the GameCube and the PS2 and the original Xbox. But after that, I think Nintendo has actually done the best job being innovative with making, like, they did make the first console with the Wii U. It was just marketed badly, and it just, you know, there were some other problems with it, right? And people didn't really find a lot of value in it. Look at this. This is a joke, right? It's pathetic. And this came out, like, last year.
Oh, my God.
Look at this.
It looks like from, like, the early 2000s.
I think I played this game on an arcade machine in Gaudi Town 2004, okay? It's embarrassing.
I don't even know how they could show this.
Yeah, it's so fucking sad. And if you look at some of the cutscenes and like the characters, it's pathetic. So anyway, that's where the Switch is at. Yeah. But like with the Wii, I think there were two big good consoles. There were only, I think probably there have only been two good consoles. Mm. First console, the best console of all time is PlayStation 2, right? It was the GOAT for 10 years, DVD player built in, online functionality that is plug and playable, incredible, right? And then the other one was the Wii. I think the Wii was a transcendent console because you had people that were playing it and doing things that brought in a non-gamer audience to buying a Nintendo console, right?
The Wii was awesome.
PS2 was Final Fantasy X, right?
Yes.
Yep.
That's yes, it was.
For sure.
And so,
I agree.
Absolutely. Yep. And so, like, and like, but back then, right? Like, consoles really had great graphics. And, like, PC never really took off with graphics quality until about, I would say, I think Half-Life 2, 2004, was the point where, like, the scaling really kind of went off the rails.
Yeah.
And, like, now, I think, why do people buy consoles? It's super fucking simple. It's because it's a $500 machine that you don't have to think about.
That's true.
Right?
It's convenient. You can just sit at your couch. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, dude, I was just thinking about it. Because I remember back in the day, like when a new console came out, I got super excited because you had all these crazy titles coming out. But like with the new Xbox, I just feel like I bought it for like two games. You know what I mean? It was like, what was it? Demon's Souls and Final Fantasy 16.
That's how I feel about the PS5.
Well, that's how he feels about the PS5 too. He's talking about the PS5.
Oh, sorry. I didn't buy that.
Oh,
that's the Xbox?
Said Xbox. Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. I was talking about the PS5.
Yes.
Oh.
Why did I say Xbox?
Because you're thinking of another console that had no games on it.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know what. Who even bought
PS5
an Xbox?
Is
oh,
like
my God.
Bloodborne, Stellar Blade, Final Fantasy, Rebirth before.
Yeah, Stellar Blade.
But now
yeah.
it's on Steam. Yeah. And then
Rebirth is on Steam tomorrow, yes.
Astrobot, but I haven't played Astrobot yet. Yeah. And then, like,
you didn't play the game of the year?
Yeah, game of the year. Come on,
Amy. I was going to go through the list and like catch up, but then I started playing Balatro and I didn't care about the other ones anymore.
Jesus Christ.
I stopped caring.
It sounds like it's Marvel Rivals for me, man. I haven't even... God, I was playing so much Classic WoW and then I just got into Marvel Rivals and I started playing like 2 days ago and I'm hooked. I'm so addicted. It's
Did
crazy.
You play ranked yet?
Oh yeah, I started ranked yesterday. I'm gold now. Today I just hit gold.
Yeah,
and it's been so fun, man. It's just so funny. I'm playing Captain America, and I'm like running up with my shield in front of like Punishers, just watching them like just kill themselves. It's just hilarious, man. I just love it.
It's crazy. I feel like there's already been like 2 years worth of leaks for that game.
Oh really?
Yeah, like for new characters that are coming out. Like there's more X-Men coming out.
Yeah.
Damn.
Emma Frost. I think Carnage. And,
yeah.
Like there's a bunch of other ones. But so I like how for balancing, they've basically been like, we're just not going to like force anyone to do anything.
Yeah.
Because like with Overwatch, role queue kind of like killed it.
Yeah.
Like when I saw people on Reddit complaining about Marvel, like, I'm not going to play because they won't add role queue. I'm like, bro, you're so stupid. So it's
you think you
like,
do, but you don't.
They're so stupid. So like in Overwatch, it wasn't fun because with, like say like you pick DPS, you can only pick from the pool of DPS.
Yeah.
But like another game that has role queue is like League, for example.
Dota has
people don't complain about it in League because let's say like you get top, you can still pick any character in the game.
Yeah.
Like you could pick like an ADC top or a support top and like you can play whatever you want. You can make it work.
And then your teammate dodges before you.
Yeah, so it's like the version locked champion pool Overwatch, the illusion of choice League of Legends because people still pick meta anyway. And then just like the free for all Marvel Rivals, where like you can pick six DPS and still win, you know? Yeah. Like people complain, but.
I
like it.
I'm gonna be honest, the game put a smile on my face, man. I was like actually having a lot of fun. It was just like, I was like, man, I like really like this game. This is so fun.
Asmund quit. He uninstalled like 3 times.
You uninstalled?
I don't know if the game is currently installed right now.
Dude,
I'm actually not sure. But no, I was a few games away from hitting plat.
Okay.
And like I had done a couple of queue sessions and this was like at the beginning.
Yeah.
And I think I got into silver or something like that when like the season one came out.
Yeah.
I just played for like maybe a couple of hours and like I was in gold and then I got downranked to bronze. It was like I did a few games on stream. Obviously that was horrible.
Okay.
And I hate playing competitive games. I have the most toxic attitude of any like I hate, I feel like I deserve every win and I hate myself for every loss. you know? Yeah. So it's like, there's never a win condition for me where I can go to bed and be happy.
Dude, Asmin, I understand where you're coming from.
Yep.
I have like a couple of friends that like, they had to quit playing the game because they would play with my other friends.
Yeah.
And they would be so, they'd like nicest guy ever. Nicest guy ever. I swear, never said a bad thing, never been toxic, but he logs on Marvel Rivals. He starts playing with my boys. He just is so a different bad. Demon
yeah.
in the
yeah.
call. And he was so toxic that my other friend left the call.
Right.
And then when my nice friend noticed that, he was like, all right, I got to stop playing this. He just uninstalled the game completely and just stopped.
Yeah.
Because he hated how it just changed him. And I mean, some people just have like, you know, that demon inside of them.
It's not good for some people.
Yeah, it's just not good.
Yeah, I mean, I right now, like I would queue and play again. It's fine. Like I'm not afraid of playing, right? It's just that for a while though, I was like a very, very toxic relationship.
Well, that makes sense.
And then I just kind of like got more used to it. And I because like I haven't really played competitive games for a while, so I had to get back into the mindset of it for sure.
Yeah, for me, but I'm just like a PvP gamer. That's like all I played for a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, same. I mean, like for just to give you an example, the only reason like I really even started playing MMOs in the first place, like Ragnarok Online and like Terra and BDO.
Those are PvP MMOs.
Yeah, for PvP, the PvP systems. I remember Ragnarok Online, the Guild Wars.
Yeah.
When I was young, that was the coolest shit ever. Dude, running in a castle, destroying the Imperium and shit. I don't know if you ever played Ragnarok. I don't think you guys played, but like,
I had a friend that went hard as fuck in it. Yeah, so I know a little bit about it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, what class did you play?
He played, I think his name is Zoma, Z-O-M-A.
Zoma?
Yeah, and yeah, he made like YouTube videos about it and everything. Like, went to high school together.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, okay.
And he's the bald fat guy that shows up in my stream sometimes.
Oh, wow. Okay, okay.
Yeah. He wasn't bald back then, though. But yeah, no, I know exactly what you mean, right? Because like, you want to play competitive games. They're fun. But like, yeah, it's just... And MMOs used to have that. That's what I'm hoping Ashes of Creation has.
Yeah.
Like that type of like... Like, because whenever I think of MMO PvP, I think of Lord of the Rings, right? Like that's where I'm at.
True.
And so hopefully they really focus on that. But I'm curious, like, with the roll queue, like, if it's going to turn into... Because, like, I'm sure you played Sparking Zero, right?
Oh, yeah.
Of course, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It was so fucking good, right?
I think they're coming out with a DLC soon. Oh, what were you saying to me?
Sparking Zero is?
Yeah, I think they're going to add, like, Beast Gohan and shit and Orange Piccolo.
Yeah,
I was going to say, surely the DLC is more story because I already have, like, 200 characters, but...
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's more they can add.
I'm pretty sure they're going to add the story as well.
Probably, yeah.
100% they will. But like, you remember like what would happen is that like everybody was playing like there's 170 or 80 characters, something like that. And like people are playing the same 20, right?
Yeah, that's really bad.
And so like, I'm curious what's going to happen with Marvel Rivals because I think what their strategy is going to be is we just keep adding more and more shit.
So there's no like stagnancy in the meta or anything?
There's never going to be a stagnant meta because we're just like putting a deluge of shit in there. And so you just have to kind of keep up.
That's what I was trying to segue into earlier and I completely got sidetracked. Is that since they leaked like 2 years worth of characters,
but right.
not they, I'm sure they just have like the worst like...
Mistakes happen.
The like... yeah, things... Yeah, whatever. So... My fear, because this kind of happened with League, except League is very proactive about balancing and like trying to like, you know, not get people to play shit that other people hate.
League is so dog shit.
It is. God. But my fear with Marvel Rivals is they're going to add so many characters that eventually they're going to add one or two just like unbalanceable, game ruining, like hell characters.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And then they're either going to like... I don't know, like, when League does that, they usually just, like, nerf those characters to shit and then just no one plays them anymore.
Yeah, they make them garbage.
Yeah, they make them garbage. Or they'll add, like, something to, like, kind of counter it. But I'm curious to see, like, what they're going to do when they have so many broken characters.
That's the constant struggle, especially, like, with competitive games. It's, like, eventually, over time, like, they have to keep adding more and more.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you know, eventually it just becomes, like, overwhelming to the point where, like, everything is broken. Which... isn't necessarily a bad thing because if everything is broken, then it's balanced in a way.
Yeah, nothing's broken. Yeah.
Everything's overpowered.
If they make something too broken, because like in League, some of those characters that are like, say like Azir or Zeri, it's like no matter kind of what you do, they're always either going to be bad or broken just because like how their kits are.
Yeah.
So like they could add a character like that at some point.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but I mean, obviously those characters didn't ruin League.
I mean, I feel like the biggest like, war crimes to like League of Legends, like the one I can think of, like was Yuumi. I heard Yuumi for a while was like ruined
the
competitive scene completely. So like,
and just like unfun to play against.
Yeah, because it's just like a character that kind of defies the logic of the game.
Yeah,
like,
so Asmund doesn't know. So I'm gonna explain for Asmund. So Yumi, they literally design Yumi, and I think that they've even said this. Mm-hmm. They designed Yumi because they wanted to create a character that people could like invite their girlfriend to the game and be like, hey, you don't have to learn how to play, but we can play.
A character for stupid girls.
Well, that's not what I said. But basically, they designed it that you could be a noob and like pick this character. You don't really have to like learn anything.
Uh-huh.
So the way this character works is it's a parasite. So like you attach yourself to another player, they run around, and then you just like you can cast like a little slow off of them. Yeah. You can heal them and speed them up.
Yeah, it's like Abathur in Heroes of the Storm.
Yeah. Yeah. But this character, like, so that was designed for, you know, new players or like lower skill players.
Yeah.
Got into the hands of like higher skill players and then just like made the game so fucking miserable and unfun.
Yeah.
Obviously. So then now, but they nerfed her a lot.
Yeah. Yumi's been nerfed to the ground. Cause you gotta think about it, Asmund, right? Like when you play a game like Dota or League, you have to control your character. You gotta move around.
Yeah.
And while you move around, you gotta look at the map. You gotta pay attention to all these objectives and everything. Imagine you take out the moving around aspect of the game. Now you can just like look at the map. You can kind of take a look. Like you actually can just become the shot caller while just doing all of this ridiculous crap and, you know, enhancing your most powerful champions on your team with the
You can play like RTS, basically.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So you can be like the overlord commander. That's why it was so ridiculous.
Uh-huh. Yeah. No, I mean, like, that's so effective and so efficient. Even WoW guilds do that now for like Race to World First.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. The 21st player.
Yeah. So, yeah, imagine having the WoW like mythic shot caller in the raid on like your high DPS, enhancing his DPS.
Yeah, he's like giving you, you know, like a power infusion or something like
while
that.
While doing all the shot
calls.
I do
feel like at some point, Rivals will try to like add more like innovative characters and eventually like make like kind of a mistake character like that. Cause it's like you can only make so many healers where their ult is like Circle of
They're gonna Healing. Add Yumi to Marvel Rivals and it's gonna be the end.
No. They're gonna add something really stupid to the game. I mean, because you think about, I mean, like they already have a lot of really stupid things in the game. Like the Jeff ult where he can just jump off and kill everybody.
Jeff ult is pretty dumb.
Yeah, it's so stupid.
That's so dumb. Or again.
Yes, exactly.
Again. This is like,
it's
going
so
to
fucking annoying.
Again.
Yeah, I don't even know how that works.
Super like, just some abilities, you can't really balance them.
Yeah.
Like, it just has to be broken.
It's not about damage or anything.
Well, there's like a wall hack is a good example, right?
Yeah.
Like a wall hack or like being able to have a life a death save where like if you reach zero health, like you get a resurrection.
Oh,
like,
yeah. With Mercy and Overwatch, they changed her because of that.
Yeah. So like those are the things that when you add that into the game, that fundamentally changes the game. And it changes the way that people play massively. And it's very hard to like balance these things because they're completely like they're not numerical at all, right? It's like a functionality advantage, like movement speed, for example. Like if you had a character in Marvel Rivals that could give everybody like 20% movement speed, it would be one of the best characters in the game, right? 100%. But it's like, how do you nerf that in like a mathematical way? It's like you can't because like you have these other different vectors where it's like, okay, well, you have the skill level of people being able to lead their shots. And so, like for example, like you never play against the Widowmaker in Marvel Rivals, right? Have you ever played against the Widowmaker in ranked?
No, I think she's bad. Oh, I think she's bad because she can't one-shot people.
Yeah, she's bad. Yeah.
Well, like, but you do have people that play her at high rank at a relatively high win rate, right?
Wait, do you?
Yeah, you do. Like, if you look at the win rates that they've posted, Black Widow, same thing. Basically has very high win rate.
People were saying she's the worst character in the game. You should never play her.
And she is, unless you're really, really, really good. Let me see if they can show it. Yeah. If you go to like Duelist or whatever, and let me see. Well, maybe not anymore. Holy fuck.
Yeah,
I guess not.
Down.
Whoa, wait. Can you go back up?
36.
Win rate?
These aren't sorted in order, I don't think.
39%.
Yeah, 39%. Yeah. Okay, then it looks like my information's out of date. Maybe it's different. I remember looking at it before and I saw it was very high, but maybe I was misinterpreting. But
when a game fresh comes out, like you're not really going to be able to tell who's like good or bad because like anything that's cheesy will have a high win rate just because people won't know how to play against it yet.
Yeah. That's not really too big of a surprise. But I mean, in general, like I'm expecting to see a lot more people figure out metas for the game. And then there's like an expectation of like, oh, this character is always going to be like really good. But yeah. I do think it was really cool. Like, I think Wolverine is like probably the coolest story in the game, where like originally it was really bad. And then one guy made a video where it was like, actually, Wolverine is fucking insane.
Yeah.
And now everybody was going to play Wolverine.
Yeah, Wolverine is actually a menace. He's a tank.
Well, they buffed him. They gave him like 100 health or something like that. It's crazy. Because he had like 275.
I don't know if it's ever going to be like where you see the same character in every like Hylo match. Because another thing that I like that they did is for Hylo, they added bands.
Bands? That's good, yeah.
Two bands per team, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I guess as they add more characters, you can just add more bands.
Yeah, like how League went from 3 to 5 bands per team.
And I kind of like Marvel Rivals because it feels like a party game. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In a sense where it's like really, really fun, but at the same time can still be slightly competitive. It reminds me a lot of like Smash in that sense. It's like fun with the friends, but also, you know, that has like competitive like skill
that's how,
to it.
That's Overwatch.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it used to be, right?
I never really played Overwatch when it first came out when it was apparently good. So.
You missed out. Yeah.
It was really, really good. And I feel like it stopped being good. I don't know. Like, I'd really have to sit back and think about it. But like, it was really good for like 3 years or 2 years or so. And then, cause like, I mean, they had like that whole Overwatch League. Like, it was an entire industry for a while. And then they just kind of gave up on it, I guess. And like, then they add Overwatch. I don't know. Like, it's going to be so fucking funny to me if Marvel Rivals adds a PvE mode. Oh, they need to do that. Like, then it's going to be officially fucking over for Overwatch.
I feel like they keep doing so much shit to like intentionally be like, yeah, like you see us in Overwatch, like, but us.
Yeah.
They've like already put Overwatch in the grave. Like,
dude, but the crazy thing is like their PvE would be so much better because they already have like amazing stories to like build the PvE
around. That is true.
Yeah, because they have pre-existing lore.
That's you're right.
Decades.
Yeah. No, that's absolutely correct. You know, people always used to joke about like copies of games being the killer. Like they'd always say like the WoW killer, the Genshin Impact killer and all this stuff. Well, we actually have the Overwatch killer.
Overwatch is already dead.
It's dead.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, the Overwatch. Like, you know what the Overwatch.
So what did Marvel Rivals do? Burn the grave?
The rebirth.
Yeah. The Overwatch killer was Overwatch. it was Blizzard.
True.
And so, like, yes, very true. But it's not just Overwatch. It's also PoE 2. Mm. And so it's like basically, and the funny thing is that PoE, I don't know if you guys know this, but PoE is owned entirely. So Grinding Gear Games is a New Zealand studio, but they are owned 100% by Tencent. Oh. So
what?
They are.
Dude, yes. Tencent's just taken over.
Wait. So it's two.
What?
And NetEase is the ones that make Marvel Rivals. So it's two Chinese companies.
China number one.
It's China so fucking one. Funny to me. Because like whenever we were growing up, it was always a meme. Oh, made in China. Something, some flimsy piece of shit.
Yeah.
And now it's the opposite, where it's like these Chinese games are like, you've got Black Myth Wukong. There's like this new game. I think it's called like Phantom Zero or some shit like that, that came out today. It's like a Souls-like type game. It looks really, really, really fucking good. And then you have obviously Marvel Rivals and PoE 2, right? And like PoE 2 is kind of not a perfect example since it's funded by a Chinese company, but it's made by a Western company. But either way, gaming is becoming like way more worldwide now. And I think it's a big reason is because of Unreal 5. Yeah. Like Unreal 5 seems to be like a really big equalizer. Because like you see a lot of these big games coming out in that engine.
How do you think the people that were on like the producing side of games like Concord feel seeing like games like Marvel Rivals? Like, do you think that they're like still like super delusional? They're like, okay.
Yeah, I think that they are. because they're stupid. Because if they weren't stupid, they wouldn't have released it to begin with, right? And so it's like the first thing that they're going to tell themselves, it's like people like that never really learn. Like, you can teach a dog math its whole life. It's never going to learn math.
Yeah.
And so I feel like people like that are about the same.
I wonder how it feels to be like a hired, because I'm sure this happens a lot where like you're a game dev and you're hired to work on these games and just to be like, I know I'm making a piece of shit that's gonna flop.
Well, it's like, I mean, what do you do with your resume? Like, it's like you've got to put on there, like, fuck. I would be like, oh God, I can't tell them I was in college. Maybe I should tell them I was in jail. You know, probably be better than saying I was working on Concord. Yeah. And so, yeah, no, I think that that's what it is. And so they're gonna blame Sony. They're gonna blame, you know, audiences being, you know, like some form of like bigoted or something like that. Or, oh, well, they didn't like it because of pronouns, or it was because it costs money and Marvel Rivals is free, or they're like, you have no idea the endless amounts of excuses that people can make to insulate themselves from accountability. Well, actually, we do have an idea.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Attention, Steak and Egg podcast enjoyers. Did you know we also have a Patreon? That's right, you can get even more Steak and Eggs goodness by heading over to patreon.com/steakandeggs. We've got a whole bunch of different tiers that all unlock extra bonus, super deluxe, supreme exclusive reward content. So you can go check it out to directly support our podcast. Jay, do you have anything to say to our potential Patreon members out there? Great, Jay. I think that was well said. So head on over to patreon.com/steakandeggs to support the podcast and get even more stuff.
That's a segue.
It was a joke.
Oh, sorry. I kind of...
It was a joke about pirate software.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You know what? Fuck pirate software. That's all I got to say about that.
Oh, okay.
You know what? Like...
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, honestly...
I do want to say, last week I was saying, I don't really get why people are so mad. Now...
I like Thor. I think he's great. But it's funny to talk about the drama.
Nah.
I don't have an issue with him. And I still, like, don't watch the clips. But over time, it's like, okay, I kind of get... Where people are like,
I can see why people are mad, sure.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh man, this guy. Nah, this little roach, pirate software. He, you want to call him Thor? Yeah, you can call him Thor. This guy has the audacity to flame me, flame Moon Moon, act like he's such a good mage. Yeah, he flamed Moon Moon. He was. You remember when Moon Moon was like, I'm already out in that dungeon with Julia. And Julia was like, I'm fucked. Yeah, he was like, oh, this is why I run the Blizzard build to, you know, avoid situations like this. I can't believe he didn't have it. And then, you know, he has the audacity to talk like this. Oh, I worked at Blizzard
What's the Blizzard build?
Oh, it's like you get improved Blizzard.
So there's 2 points in the Mage Frost talent tree that make improve Blizzard. Yeah. Each point gives it a -35%.
Oh, I thought you meant Blizzard like the company. Okay.
Oh, no. Yeah, sorry. A little confusing.
Okay, not the ability.
It makes Blizzard slow targets massively.
Yeah. I thought you meant Blizzard because I know like pirate software.
Well, I don't know why you'd think that because you said improved Blizzard.
Yeah.
That's why I said what's confusing. Improved Blizzard.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, like, I don't know. He just has the audacity to talk all big and tough. Then he gets caught cheating in Outer Wilds. Cheating in whatever other game.
What happened there? Like, why did people think that?
Oh, because I guess they just figured it out? Like, because it was like apparently in Outer Wilds, there's a puzzle that requires like 50 people to solve. And then he was like, I give me a second. He looks at his phone. He's like, I have an idea. And then he just figures it out. Right?
Yeah.
So it was kind of like they deep dived into it because of all like everything that's being dug up. They've just been digging up everything on him. So now they found out that like there's no way he could have possibly figured this out on his own. So, you know, he got caught cheating there. And then I don't know did you see the whole thing with his like POE2 build? Like he just magically just had the best build. And he was like, yeah,
Was he playing a monk?
No, he was playing witch. The witch build.
Oh, it's probably just the worst version of my build.
Yeah, the witch firewall build. And he was acting like he just, you know, figured it out all by himself. And I mean, sure, maybe you can like magically stumble upon like the best build, but it was just, it's not realistic after everything he's done. Anyways, all that aside, this guy's I can't even call him a rat. He's a roach.
Okay.
He's a roach.
Okay.
That is what he is.
A roach.
He's a roach with a giant ego. He's a goddamn narcissist and he needs to get an ego check.
Okay.
And I feel like this is not enough. He needs more of an ego check.
I am looking forward so much to watching the 30-minute video dissecting his Animal Well playthrough, but I just haven't really had time because I've been busy watching other drama videos. So, yeah, I know. I'm gonna have to get around to it. Maybe tonight I can, cuddle up with a little food and snacks and, oh boy, here we go.
And that's all you, Asmund. That's all you, man.
No, I know. I'll eventually watch it. But like to me, whenever I heard that he was cheating in his playthrough, I actually got PTSD. And the reason why is because when I played Dark Souls 1 and 3, people kept thinking that I was cheating and looking things up every time I would go to the bathroom. And so whenever
like looking what up? What is there to look up?
Like where to go.
Oh, would you just figure out where to go after coming back from the bathroom?
Usually, or I just read it in chat. There's going to be somebody saying, go left, go left.
Chat, yeah,
and so like eventually you're going to see somebody say it.
Yeah, but like, it's mostly linear anyway.
And occasionally, by the way, I didn't fuck up and I actually do the right thing. Imagine that. And so anyway, so I heard that he was like having this happen. It's like, oh, okay, yeah, sure. I've been through this before. But it does seem like, with some of these things that, it is very unlikely that he came to this conclusion by himself.
Exactly. Fuck Power
but
Software.
I haven't seen the 30-minute video.
No, I've
got to watch that first.
I'm actually sick of him. I'm getting mad just thinking about him.
Yeah.
Well,
he quit WoW.
Good. Good. Yeah. I'm glad he quit WoW. Never come back. Listen, you worked on Blizzard. You worked in Blizzard for however many years, played WoW for 10 plus years. You can't even. I had more key bindings than you in that SM dungeon. Mm-hmm. Then you don't even bind level 1 Blizzard, bro.
So
you're a scrub. Get out.
So how did you feel? How did you feel when he was making fun of your mana management for not using Arcane Intellect?
You mean when he rebuffed Arcane Intellect with 20 minutes left and then used Evocation because I was out damaging him?
Yes.
In that dungeon?
That's correct.
Just to try to gaslight me into thinking that I made a mistake when I actually didn't? Unbelievable. I literally hate this guy.
Wow. I mean, even if you didn't, you're basically new to WoW, so...
I was a new player!
It'd be okay if you made a mistake.
So,
there was another mage in the dungeon. Couldn't be me. Guessers, I'm the only mage here. Big guy, huh?
Oh,
big, tough guy.
What's funny to me about this is that I thought you guys were just fucking around.
I thought so, too. But then all this shit came out, and I realized that he was serious.
Really?
Yeah!
Oh my God.
It all came back because like, I just, you know, 2+2. I have a really toxic chat, right?
So yeah.
Typically all this shit, I just let it brush off.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
When people are being toxic, I usually just assume they're like bantering or fucking
Yeah. But I mean, like, he's just actually, it's just an ego narcissist that he just has, I don't know where this ego even comes from because he's trash. Mm-hmm. He's actually dog shit.
Is he bad at the game? Like, I don't even really ever
know. Yes! Yes! Did you see? You saw the whole Dire Maul clip, right?
Yeah.
So, literally like 3 or 4 hours later, I was in T1's group. Mm-hmm. And we had a pull way deeper in a dungeon. Significantly more dangerous situation.
Yeah.
But I wasn't a pussy. And I played my class how it was supposed to be played.
I remember seeing the clip.
And then everyone lived.
Yeah.
And we survived.
Yeah.
And this bitch ass is wasting evocation because he has to rebuff Arcane Intellect with 20 minutes left.
So did you have any other interactions with him?
I guess there was the whole dagger incident where like I rolled on his dagger in SM.
Hypnotic dagger, level 34.
Yeah, and then they started calling me Lutkari even though I needed the dagger. Used that dagger to level 60, Asmund.
Yeah, you're...
Of course you would. Yeah, it's very good.
Yeah, yeah. And he was like, oh, you don't need that. You don't even have the offhand for it. I got an offhand for it afterwards.
Yeah, of course.
But he Asmund, I shit you not, 3 hours he would not shut up about this dagger. 3 hours.
Hypnotic blade.
Yes, he kept talking about it. And the only reason why I rolled on it was because I thought it was a low drop. Like, my chat told me to think it was a low drop. But it was like a
Well, what did you have before then?
I had like some staff from, I think it was like, was it Whale? Not Whale. Yeah, I think Whaling Caverns. Staff from Whaling Caverns, I think.
That's a relatively good one. But like if you had that or Brimstone staff, Hypnotic Blade is like a massive upgrade.
Yeah, because it's the like first item with spell power.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And so it has added spell damage. And that's something that's very good for mages,
Especially
if you're doing AoE farming.
Yeah.
Because like you're min-maxing your damage. Whereas like intellect doesn't really matter as much because you're never really going to exhaust your mana bar.
Yeah. Well, apparently, I don't know if this is true, but what he said was that the scaling for spell power on AoE isn't that good.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
But it's better than zero.
Yeah, it still helps.
Yeah.
And also, it's not like I only AoE. I have to single target sometimes, too.
Yeah, you have to finish the mobs off and everything like that.
And it helps, yeah.
No, it's silly to say.
Yeah.
Definitely. And also, like, the reason why AoE spell scaling is different is because you're like basically like you're taking one number and you're spreading it across five numbers, right? So like if you have plus five spell damage and it does plus two for every single different hit and there's five hits, that's plus 10, right? Whereas a plus five to a base a frostbolt is only five extra damage, right? Like logically, actually plus spell damage is useful. It's very useful. But
Thank you, Asmin.
That's how the math works.
I'm glad, right? I'm not, dude. You have to understand why I'm so mad. I just feel like this piece of shit just gaslit the shit out of me because he's like, I'm Blizzard employee. I understand the backlogs of World of Warcraft inside and out. I helped develop this game. I made it. I was just, you know what I'm saying? And it's just like, I don't know. Oh God, I'm glad I was able to get that off.
I feel like most from the developers of games that I've known, they're always like really good at a game, but never like the best.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I feel like that's kind of normal.
Except for
like
Diablo.
But I haven't met a dev who has like that kind of ego where they think they're the best.
Yeah.
So. Except for the Diablo 4 devs.
D4 bad.
Yeah, they're just fucking garbage at the game. And it's not even remotely close. But like, I remember, because it was so cool though, because like in Final Fantasy 16, so you know Maximilian, dude?
Yeah.
So he did an event with like, basically they had him try this boss. And then they had this guy who was like the combat designer for Final Fantasy 16. And he used to work on Devil May Cry. And he did the boss, fucking one-shot the boss flawlessly. It was so fucking badass, right?
Yeah, yeah, no,
it was so cool.
Really hard.
He was a fucking gamer. Yeah. And he basically at the end of it, he didn't even kill the boss because he wanted to wait to use the ultimate attack to kill the boss.
Yeah, yeah. He showed off the parry and stuff too.
Yeah, he did. Cool, like, yeah. As soon as the fight started, the first attack the boss did, he insta-parried it perfectly.
That's why I bought the game, honestly. Because I saw like,
that was so fucking badass. And so there are devs that are good at the game. But to be fair, Pirate Software was never a dev. He was not a dev on the game, as far as I know. He wasn't. I think that he worked in customer service or in...
What? Wait, really?
I think so, yeah. Yeah,
really?
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, it's something surrounding that. Yeah, like as a GM, kind of. I think that's what he did.
He was a game master. Community manager type of thing?
Well, no, not necessarily. A community manager is like a public-facing role. And he didn't have a public-facing role. He was just
A GM's like an in-game mod.
Yeah, it's an in-game mod, basically.
So like maybe one of those people that like deals with like bans or like on...
Like restoring items. Like, I bought the wrong helmet. Can I get another one? And that's, you know, here he comes, solving this problem.
Yeah.
That's it. And so, I thought that's what he did. Maybe that's not the case, but that was my understanding at least. But no, it's crazy to see how mad people got with him. Like, they were so mad.
Yeah, I was surprised.
Yeah.
I was always like, you know, his community is so chill.
Yeah.
Like, I guess like a lot of people like harbored some resentment for him or something.
A lot of maulers.
People were looking for a reason to hate him.
Yeah.
He was one of those guys where people were just waiting for a reason. Yeah. And it was crazy to watch it happen. Like, I kind of felt bad for him. And I think that, like, people do kind of go overboard. But I haven't watched the Animal Well playthrough. And so, I find all this stuff entertaining. Like, people with big egos and stuff like that.
It's really not that serious.
Yeah, like, I don't really take offense to it. Because it's like, I'm, like, very confident in, like, where I'm at. So, if somebody is, like, rude to me or obnoxious, I'm just like, uh-huh, okay. That's cute. That's nice.
I mean,
you know?
Hey, sorry for zoning out a bit earlier. But my God, like... Fuck Pirate Software. I'm just going to tell you right now, Asmin, did it to himself. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
He did it to himself. Have some humility, my man.
Well, I think like, I mean, if you fake being good at a puzzle game, I feel like the intention of that is very clearly to make people think that you're really smart.
Yeah, make...
And so like, yeah, exactly.
Why though? Why? I mean, I feel like the smartest...
So people take them more seriously.
Yeah. The thing is, the smartest people... never say they're smart. The smartest people will always say, you know, I feel like I don't know that. Or like they can admit that they don't know something.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the most intelligent people that I know, right?
Oh, yeah.
They don't think they're smart.
Yeah.
Right? They're not insecure about being smart. So they're not afraid to look stupid sometimes.
And also, when you're like Pirate... So, I mean, I kind of understand why he hasn't bound half of his keys in WoW. Because if you have an ego that size, you're never going to want to get better at the game. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You think you're the best. If you think you're the best, then why would you...
That's change actually a really good point. I like that.
Yeah. It's just like, it's just ridiculous. It's not only does it hurt the people you're playing with, his party members who died in that dungeon, but it also hurts himself. in the end.
Yeah.
Because you just will never improve.
You put a ceiling on your abilities when you can't admit mistakes.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Definitely. I think that's just what happens with any game. And speaking of dumb people, did you guys see that Genshin is going to be regulated now? So the FTC is trying to put regulations on Genshin because basically they fined Genshin for $20 million.
Oh.
And I'm sure that must be, you know, dozens of hours of revenue for them. And probably not
half a banner or something.
Yeah, yeah, like half of a banner and maybe a rerun banner. And basically they did this and it's looking like they're trying to regulate gacha games now.
Oh.
Yeah, and they said that it's appealing to kids because they had characters like Paimon and Genshin, which is really funny.
I mean, they're not wrong.
That's true though.
That is true though.
The game is made, like I think that what is the average audience for Genshin? What's the age is 13 to 15.
Really? That's the average audience?
I would assume that is the accessibility level that it's designed for.
Mm. Yeah, that makes sense with the puzzles and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. The puzzles. It's like, okay, figure out this sequence. 1, 2. Okay, there's a blank number. 3. Yeah,
you,
4, 5.
Did you read all the story stuff in Genshin? I mean, or did you just skip it?
For me, okay, so... listen, it's... I love a good story, right? Like, so for example, Danganronpa,
yeah.
Persona.
Yeah, but okay, but the point you're getting is like, so but Genshin's story is not good.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, it's just like...
It is like, I feel like it is slop for kids. Like
There's
just, some Genshin stuff that's like, okay.
The cutscenes are great. I'll watch the cutscenes.
People always talk about like Farina's story is really good.
Yeah.
I haven't read it, but I heard it was good.
I mean, Emmy, at the end of the day, slop is slop, right?
Yeah.
I can't compare a story like Danganronpa and then look at Genshin and take it seriously. It's just, I
could like explain to you most of the Danganronpa story from playing it once. I do not remember anything about the Genshin story and I played up
exactly.
until Inazuma.
Yeah.
Is that the continent?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Inazuma, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know. It's just, slop is slop. I can't, there's only so much slop I can eat. The main reason why I play gachas is, I think you know.
Yeah. Well, but the point is that I think the story is meant so that like kids can get into it.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I agree with that point. 100%. Yeah. It's like meant to be
mentally ill, room temperature IQ, middle school girls. That's what it's designed for.
I feel bad for the future generation.
Yeah. Those kinds of girls also love Danganronpa. So I don't know.
Do they?
Yeah. I would see a lot of high schoolers that really like Danganronpa.
Yeah, but what's their completion rates of the game? That's
honestly
the thing.
I bet a lot of them haven't played it. They just see people cosplaying the characters.
Yep, there we go. Right.
Another good one is
Nine.
Yeah, another good one. I don't know if you played it in me is 999.
I've heard that one's really good.
That one's really good.
That one.
999. You know what's a super sleeper game? I don't think you guys have heard about, but it's
what's
fantastic.
That?
I've been suggesting my friends play it and they all love it. Chrono Arc.
I've heard of that too.
Chrono Arc, is that like the same like Chrono Odyssey or not Chrono Odyssey, like Chrono Trigger?
Oh, no. But Chrono Trigger is a godlike game.
Yeah, yeah.
Like one of the best JRPGs of all time.
Sure.
But it's a different game. It was made by, pretty sure it was made by, God, I could be wrong.
What kind of game is it?
It's like Slay the Spire. Think of Slay the Spire,
oh, okay.
But it's like anime. And it's like if you combine Slay the Spire and Darkest Dungeon
in
one game. It's like really sick.
Is it turn-based?
Building.
Is it turn-based?
Yes, it's a deck-building, turn-based, hero, roguelike adventure game.
Yeah.
And
the
story is really good. It's really unique. It's a very unique game. And if you guys are out there and you enjoyed Darkest Dungeon, you enjoyed, Slay the Spire?
Sorry. Yeah.
I'd highly recommend checking it out.
For me, I feel like the last big turn-based game that I played was Metaphor. And like, you're definitely right. It's like, So, like, the story for Honkai Star Rail was, like, it was pretty decent, right? It was good.
It was okay.
But it's not as good as Metaphor, and it's not even remotely close.
Isn't that crazy? So,
you gotta play Persona 3 to 5.
Oh, my God. I will eventually.
So long. Which one would you tell them to play first? I keep saying 5.
I'm gonna do 3. I'm doing 3 first.
So, here's the thing,
Aspen. 3 is the edgy one, I think.
Here's the thing.
Oh, perfect.
If you start with Persona 5... you're going to ruin your expectations for 3 and 4.
I don't think that's true at all because
I loved
4 and I started with 5.
I did that with Blasphemous 1 and I played Blasphemous 2 first and it made me like more frustrated with Blasphemous 1.
Well, the thing is, Emmy, like...
it's just that 5 is so good.
Do you care about like the combat of like the Persona games or more of the story? Like, what do you care about more?
I like the combat. Like, I like the... I mean, it's not I guess, like, elemental system.
Yeah, what's the main... So is the system mechanics the main selling point, or is, like, the whole story?
I'd say the mechanics are most important, but if the story wasn't good, I don't think the game would be that interesting.
Yeah. The music, the story, like, that's, like, the main...
It's like a 60-40?
Yeah.
What about you, Asim? Do you, like, care about, like, mechanics and stuff? Like, game battle systems?
I only care about gameplay, and the story is icing on the top. And so, like, so this is going to sound like a mental illness, but I actually read all the text in gacha game stories.
Oh, wow.
And the reason why is that I feel...
You must be going insane sometimes. Yeah. Bro, sometimes they just don't fucking shut the fuck up.
It's just endless yapping.
It's insane.
It's so bad.
Dude, I swear to God, they spend like 20 screens of text to say like one sentence.
Like, they're like, okay, we're going to wait here at this place. Like, do you want to get a banana or you want an apple? It's like, well, I like apples. Well, where I grew up had apples. It's like, are you fucking kidding me? I thought we were supposed to stop a demon. Why are we talking about apples? Shut the fuck up.
Like, you guys, it's like you said, Asmin, 13 to 15 year old middle school girls or something.
Mentally ill, mentally room temperature IQ middle school girls. Yes.
But to get back to my point, I feel like if you care a lot about the gameplay and the system mechanics, if you start with Persona 5 and you go back to 3 and 4,
you'll be frustrated.
You're going to be a little disappointed.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, to be fair, I played Metaphor now, and I'm sure that Metaphor is probably using the same systems that Persona has.
Metaphor is a combination of Shin Megami Tensei and Persona. It's a beautiful combination of the two games.
See, I was going to play that game, that Shin Megami one, because I feel like I thought that was the... Because like Persona, I'm going to be honest, like Emmy's like, yeah, it's set in a high school. I'm like, okay. Okay, great. And but apparently like the Shin Megami ones are like way more edgy and badass.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's all about demons, and they don't have personas; they have demons and stuff like.
But
that.
I did. To be fair, like I did watch Dandadan. I did.
Oh, okay.
And so that was it's a high school one,
actually.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah, it's a very similar like type of style.
I wish there were more new popular animes that weren't about teenagers.
Wouldn't that be great?
I'm trying to think.
Frieren. And let me think. Besides that,
I mean, Frieren is about. I think they are kind of teenagers, some of them, but it's like at least it's not set in like a high school.
Well, it's not sexualized at all.
Yeah, it's not sexualized.
Like it's not really like it's not the cringe usual stuff. I would say like Hell's Paradise isn't really like that right now. Chainsaw Man, I don't think is high school.
They do go to, there is like high school stuff later, and Denji is a high schooler.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's just not in school, but he goes to school.
So he just doesn't go to school. Okay, cool. Yeah. Fucking base.
Is there school stuff later in Chainsaw? Interesting.
Yeah, in the manga.
Yeah, I didn't even know that.
I guess it's just a very common trope that they...
It's a super...
I mean, it makes sense because most of the people who read and have time to read and are into it are in high school, so it's relatable.
Yeah, it's relatable.
And it's like, I don't have any issue with reading a story about a teenager or a story that's set in high school. It's just that you just know there's going to be weird shit. You know, like, if it were about a high schooler and it's like, you know, them in high school, it's fine. Like, they're... Yeah. Like
Death Note.
Yeah, like Death Note or like Your Name is a really good movie that's set in high school. Like it's not necessarily bad just because it's about a teenager, but it's just like...
But it usually is.
Yeah, it usually is. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I feel I'm very much like... I'm not a big fan of the innuendo stuff. Like I'm... It's funny because I'm very pro fan service and I think fan service is great, but I'm not a consumer of it, if that makes sense, right? Like, or, I mean, if I am, it's like, I don't want to think about it at the same time I'm trying to watch a story. And so it's like, I don't really give a shit that much about it. But of course, like, you know, it's not like it's a bad thing. But I think that for some of the stories, they do actually get kind of, they do get a little weird for sure.
Yeah, I mean, that's why, you know, when you try to show your friend an anime, it's kind of hard to get them into it because they're like, what are you watching?
Dude, I have such a problem with that because I'll watch a show and then when I'm watching it by myself, I'm like, I'm just going to tune out the weird parts and like appreciate the good parts.
Yeah, I just don't give a fuck.
There's some like really good stuff
I'll
in anime.
Like, I'll just like cringe and be like, oh, well, I'm just going to forget that just happened. And then I'll remember like how good it is overall and be like, oh, you need to watch this. And then they'll see like the weirdest part. They're like, what did you tell me to watch? And I'm like,
yeah.
That's
my favorite part.
God, dude, I feel like every like good anime has like some weird shit that happens.
Yeah.
Like even Berserk. Like I remember recommending some of my friends Berserk, and like when like the whole Blood Moon stuff happens,
yeah,
it gets like really like crazy, and that's like a lot for some people. And I didn't even like think about that part because I just remember, you know, like Guts' whole journey to like through the golden age, like becoming like a mercenary and all that stuff and how cool that was. And
Goblin Slayer was the same thing for me.
Yeah, exactly.
Like apparently, like, because, you know, spoiler alert, there's a rape scene in the first one.
Yeah.
And like the first episode. And I like, I was like, well, I mean, to me, it didn't even register
to
me.
It's weird because the rest of the show is so normal and like it is. Not that
that's
sexual.
The only
well, yeah. like, well, bad the, scene. But that's the reason why they put that scene in there,
yeah,
right?
It's to talk about
it's
it,
to,
yeah.
well, no, it's to set the stage of the goblins. It's to dehumanize them, right? And that's why he goes and kills the kids right after that. Mm-hmm. It's to like show the brutality and to like set the tone of the entire show.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I and like to me, I was like, I wasn't even like, oh, yeah, of course goblins would do that. They're fucking goblins, right? What do you expect? But yeah, some people were not fans of that at all.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Huge
but
backlash.
Like, I feel like now, I mean, like anime, I feel like it's so much bigger now than like Western comics and Western TV shows. It's insane. Like, I see everybody talking about anime. And even like you have Western studios, like, for example, Cyberpunk, like they made a show and it was anime style. Yeah. It wasn't styled after like some other bullshit or anything like that. It was anime. And it's the same thing. Like Arcane is kind of in the middle, right? Yeah. And primarily like just normal animated, but there's like a style of anime to it. And I'm trying to think of like another one, but I feel like so many things nowadays have been transitioning towards like more anime rather than just traditional animation or like Western animation at all.
I follow like Western animation a little bit. The only ones that have really been popular recently are probably Hazbin Hotel
yeah.
and Digital Circus, which are not really like anime at all.
Yeah.
But like that's about it. The thing is like those aren't even like mainstream shows. Like there's no like adult shows that are coming out that are still like super popular.
Hazbin Hotel is basically
probably the most recent one would be maybe BoJack Horseman.
Oh jeez.
That's a while ago.
Yeah.
Wait, so I have an interesting question for you, Asim.
Yeah.
And you too, Emmy. Do you think if Goblin Slayer came out when Berserk came out, the anime, like back in the day, would it have had reached as much backlash back then as it is now?
I don't think that it really got that big of a backlash, honestly. I think it's just a handful of retards that are mad on the internet.
Okay.
Like, and it's the same with any anime. Like, I mean, it's what Emmy was saying. Like, almost every anime has, like, for example, like there's a scene in Dan to Dan where like they're pretty much naked in front of everybody in like their class.
Oh.
And yeah, it's a little bit odd. And like they animated it differently, but it's still like it's, you know, you're clearly playing on sexual innuendo of underage characters, right? And so people like there's like three Twitter posts about it.
Oh,
and
really?
Then everybody else just
I don't
goes
think I got to the episode.
Yeah, well, everybody else goes about their life and then nobody gives a fuck, mm-hmm. right? And so I think really there's always gonna be complainers. And I think that Berserk, like every 3 or 4 years, there's a new crop of like internet Karens that discover Berserk and they're like, wow, this is so bad. And they're like, you know, well, look at these stereotypes. Look at him. Look at what they did here. And like, it's just a bunch of stupid ass shit, right?
Damn.
But nobody takes it seriously.
That's
good. And so I think Goblin Slayer would have been the same case.
Okay.
Because there are a lot of weird things that would probably happen in older animes too, if I remember right. But it's been, you know,
yeah, like I think in like, I don't know if you, do you remember FLCL, Fooly Cooly?
I didn't watch it, but I remember it.
Yeah, there's some weird shit in that one.
Yeah, of course, right? And like, that's just how it is with any game.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I feel like, I don't know, Amy, what do you think? Do you think people are too sensitive to that stuff now or what?
No, I mean, I feel like most of the time when people bring it up, they're not even saying like, they shouldn't be allowed to do it. They're just being like,
this is dumb.
Or they're being like, this is unnecessary or this made me uncomfortable, which like, I feel like
what you can't have an opinion. Yeah, exactly.
They're allowed to say that. They're allowed to say like, I don't like this.
Yeah.
You know, like, and when people put those types of scenes into shows, they know what they're doing.
They do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
they know what they're doing.
I feel like it's fine that people can say negative things about controversial
scenes. I think it's fine. People can say negative things about whatever they want. I just think it becomes a problem when they start trying to like go after these things and like censor them or put these things down.
It's a huge problem.
There's a lot of people doing that, though.
Yeah, there are two really big people doing it. Their names are Visa and MasterCard. And you guys don't know about this at all.
I don't know about this.
It's another big conspiracy.
Oh, no.
And so basically what's been happening, and this has been going on for a very long time, is that credit processing companies effectively have been able to like get rid of hentai websites and stuff like that. Because they just simply don't process payments from those places, from like porn websites. And the problem is, like, this seems like it's okay to do. But
wait
the-
a second. That's why I can't download my hentai games on DL site anymore with my credit card. I used to be able to do it, but now I can't. Nice. And I have to get my yes. friend Ren from Japan yes. to yes. Actually buy it for me.
Right. That's correct. And wow. So, yes, it's a huge fucking issue. And, like, Japanese are talking about it. Like, and now, finally, you're seeing, like, some Western awareness of this. But, like, it's actually really, really bad. Because, like, these...
Why are the credit card companies doing that?
They're doing it because they just don't like the websites. I mean, I don't think that they've provided a really, like, a functionally...
Yeah, I thought,
like,
maybe,
efficient,
like,
reason.
Maybe, like, they were getting pressure from, like, government. Or maybe, like, I don't know, there were problems with...
Well, they're operating as a government. Basically, right? I mean, like, because they're saying, like, well, you know, we're all going to deny you service and now you can't get service in this industry. I mean, that's a cartel, really. And so hopefully they stop it. I think it's very bad, very problematic. But we'll see what happens. But yeah, no, it's a huge fucking thing. But you're right. Other than that, I mean, it's only really a problem until when people try to actually change the material. But voicing displeasure about it, I think is totally fine. Mm. Yeah. But, like, it's always hard to know where to draw the line because people like to do a lot of both.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. Is there anything else you guys want to talk about? Because, like, we've been going for kind of a while.
Yeah, we've been.
Any missed topics?
I'm trying to think.
We didn't talk about politics at all. You know what? I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Well, Trump got elected and he's going to fix everything. And by next week, the world's going to be saved.
Did you see that opening, that cinematic Trump had of America? It's like kind of crazy.
Bro, did you watch the YMCA performance?
I didn't watch that one.
So this is after. So he's already given 4 speeches, right? So this guy, this is the last thing, and then, like, we're going to wrap it up. So this dude goes and, for the first time in American history, fills up an entire auditorium stage of people on his first day of the presidency, or, like, on day 0. Like, he started the day before, this is the inauguration, and it's like 8 p.m. at night. So he's already been going for 12 hours. He goes to the middle of the fucking stage and he starts signing executive orders in the middle of the fucking stadium. And then he starts throwing the pins that he signed it off at the fucking random ass people. He leaves that and then he goes to his office and he's signing more executive orders, talking shit to reporters the entire time. Then after that, he goes to a presidential ball where they give him a sword and he's dancing to YMCA in a suit while he's like, and JD Vance is doing the same thing. And then he cuts this fucking cake. And all of this happened in one day.
God bless America, man.
Holy shit.
God bless
America.
The
content president.
I didn't even see that.
Actual yeah. content president.
Yes, it's amazing.
He would have been a really good streamer, huh?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, he had a huge TV show for years. Yeah. Like, and you've got to remember, whenever they tried to shoot him, you know what he did before he, like, got up?
What did he do?
Fixed his hair.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, if you go back and you watch the video... He fixed his fucking hair.
Did he actually?
He did. Because he knew. He
knew the cameras were on him.
He knew the camera was on him?
Everybody was going to see this. And he's like, well, I've got to fix my hair to make sure this looks good. Because everybody's going to talk about this.
God damn.
Even whenever he almost gets shot in the fucking face.
The he lives content, and dies for it, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I feel like the... I mean, yesterday he announced literally a project called Stargate.
What's Stargate?
It's a $500 billion project that he's working with, like, OpenAI, Microsoft, NVIDIA, and, like, a few other companies on to create the first not artificial general intelligence, but artificial super intelligence.
Oh, that's kind of... Are we going to see...
Well, here's Terminator? The really funny thing about that. Is that the day before that, he signed an executive order that completely got rid of a lot of the restrictions for, like, ethical concerns that AI had. And then the day after that, he announces this shit.
Oh.
The content president.
I don't know if that's a good idea.
We'll find out in 5 years. Or 10 years.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh,
God. There's a lot of movies, you know, that have their opinion on
it. Why is he doing this?
Well, because China's going to do it. And so it's if we don't do it, then they'll do it. That's basically it, right? I mean, so, like, you either compete or you die. That's it. And so that's his viewpoint, I'm sure. Like, I mean, I haven't talked to Trump about this, but if I would assume, that's what I would assume to think.
Terminator is going to be real.
Skynet? Yeah.
Yeah, Skynet is coming, actually. Mm-hmm. Is China actually going to do it?
Why wouldn't they? Well, I mean, it's like, it's the same as a nuclear bomb, right? Like, if you have it and they don't, you have this massive advantage that's insurmountable.
Yeah, I guess with an AI super intelligence, it could literally do anything.
Oh, there's a lot of, a lot to go over with that. A lot to go over.
I guess
over.
That's a story for next time, huh, guys?
I think it might
be.
We can talk about that next week. I'm interested, actually.
Anyway, gentlemen, thank you all very much for watching. We really appreciate it. And it's been another week. Yep. Had a good time. Hope you guys did too.
Oh, yeah.
And make sure to, let us know what you think in the comments. We've got a Patreon as well. And we'll see you in the next one. There's only 15 episodes left, gentlemen.
Only 15 episodes. That's right. I've got to make sure that I sleep this time. I've been DJing way too hard.
When did you go to bed?
Oh, I haven't.
Okay, good. Yeah. All right. Well, yeah. See you guys. Bye. My way.